Welcome to All Things Business for Physicians, where I chat with marketers, accountants, physicians, and consultants to talk about everything like social media, office culture, running your medical practice, and how to align marketing and operations. If you're looking to grow your practice, get access to our patient acquisition and retention framework at hip.agency. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining. And Greg, thanks so much for coming on just to talk about the situation specifically that orthodontists are facing right now with coronavirus and really, you know, what they're able to do in this situation with virtual consultation. So thank you so much for coming on. Why don't you introduce yourself and just tell everybody about SmileSnap?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Luke, for having me on. Hello to everybody out there. My name is Greg Pellegrum. I am one of the two co-founders and the CEO of SmileSnap. We're a virtual consultation platform that's built for the dental industry. And our goal, I always like to say, is we help get patients off of their couch and into your chairs through a digital experience. And we've been in business about a year now since we launched the platform, and we've been growing well, but obviously in light of all these recent events, we've seen a tremendous amount of interest, and it feels great to have something that can help the doctors and the practices, you know, weather this storm and still be able to, you know, bring new patients into their practice and also see existing ones.
Yeah, awesome. And I guess I just want to get right into it. We've been working with orthodontists who have been using SmileSnap for a few months now. And, you know, in light of this, obviously we've been piloting and testing some things, running ads around the virtual consult, but now obviously businesses across the country are facing the question of how do you still create opportunity revenue for the business? And so we've been on the phone, you know, all week with clients or prospective clients talking about what's possible and how to really transform the physical location into a virtual location. And there's a lot of opportunity and options around this with the virtual consult, dental monitoring, and various things. So one of the things that I want to show is just some of the ads that we're running using SmileSnap. So I'm going to just share my screen. And this is Dr. Efros in upstate New York. Again, you know, just some copy geared around the coronavirus, social distancing. This is a video and he's advertising a low monthly fee. Here's another ad from Wildflower Orthodontics, very similar. And when these ads are clicked on, they go to a landing page talking about the virtual consultation. And obviously we've got SmileSnap right here, and that patient is able to opt in and start the virtual consultation process. We're also encouraging orthodontists just to create an organic post, a video updating people. And I'll drop links in the show notes if you're on our blog, just updating the public about the practice being open as a virtual office. You know, let's show people, if you can, if you've got an account, when people opt into this, what actually happens and how does SmileSnap work?
Yeah, sure. You want me to share my screen and kind of walk them through the process then?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, give me just a second here to share. Luke, that's the first time I've seen those ads. Those are awesome. And you're doing it the right way, not only by making beautiful ads and educating the consumer what a virtual consult is, but driving that traffic to a landing page is a great way to get activity on the consult tool. So if your viewers can see my screen, what I'm sharing here, this is just a demo website that we use to show our software. But imagine for me, if you will, doctor, that this is your practice website. We've designed SmileSnap as a virtual consult widget. So it gets embedded into your website, and there's a button that can be clicked on. You can also create other buttons and links throughout your pages to get it to activate. There's a tremendous amount of flexibility and branding within this software, and that's intentional. So everything from what this button says, the color, the size, where it's positioned, you have full control over that, and it's all done in the back end of our software. You're going to brand it to your practice, use your color scheme. One thing I always like to point out, I think it's important in the avatar here to have a photo of the doctor. We want the user to know that they're actually engaging with the practice. This is not a third party. This is not an AI bot. They're going to get real information back from the practice. Here's an intake question that we use, and it's built around orthodontics. And you have full control and customization over all intake questions. Some people choose to not even ask a question here. Right now, people are wanting to ask to find out if you are a new patient, are you a current patient, are you a former patient in retention? And then they'll build line of questioning around that. As we move to, if someone is looking for Invisalign, on page two, we're moving now into gathering their contact information. So we'll get their email address, we'll get their phone number, name of the patient, zip code, and year the patient was born. Here on page three, again, it's another opportunity to ask questions. All users will see the same questions. We're getting a lot of our customers are reaching out saying, how can I change my questioning for what's going on right now? I want to ask questions around, are you having an emergency or around retainers or things like that. You can build whatever questions you want. So let's say somebody wants to close the gaps in their teeth. What's important to them? I want to go see an orthodontist. So quality of care, portability, convenience, and I'm ready to go. Now the software will detect automatically if the user's on a computer. They can put in their phone number. We'll text them a link. It'll redirect them back to the website, and now they're taking photos from their phone rather than a webcam. If they're on their mobile device to begin with, we skip that and go straight here. Now, one of the best parts about SmileSnap versus other things that I've seen out there, whether it's doctors trying to do this themselves, is our ability to get quality photos. And the way we do that is through this tutorial. We show the user five pictures of what they're gonna take. Then we've got a video here that will give them best practices, and it will walk them through all five photos they're getting ready to take. When they move through the process, each step, they can watch that video again, and it's shortened down and segmented just to the photo they're getting ready to take. Now, this is probably the most important thing we do to get effective photos, is when they take their picture, we'll place it side by side. So visually on their phone, they can see, do I look like I'm supposed to, or have I missed it? And if for some reason they're a little bit selfie challenged, they just simply can hit try again. So if they need to do this multiple times, it's really easy to do until they say, yeah, that looks pretty good. And then they move to the next one. The other thing that happens during this process is there will be a text alert with a custom message that goes to the patient along with an email. And you're really just letting them know we received it, we're reviewing it, and we'll respond within a certain time frame. We'll also alert anyone in the practice via text and or email. It's up to them that wants to know, a patient wants to hear from you. But the beautiful part about this UI UX is it's going to say to, your patients, this doctor is tech forward. That was easy to do. Kept me informed, and that's some real stickiness on a website. If somebody goes through this process, they're probably not going to continue looking online for more orthodontists and figure out which one am I going to call. They're going to say, I'm getting back to my life now. So that's the front end. I'll show you a sneak peek here on the back end. So this is like a patient management software system. So all of all of the users that come through the platform go here. And here's the one we just created. Name, age, status, when it came in, their photos. Okay. If you have more than one location, we'll automatically assign them based on zip code to the nearest location. And if you have multiple TCs, for example, we can assign that patient to a specific team member if that's useful within your practice structure. To respond, you simply click the status. That will give you all their information. Here's our two-way texting and team-based platform. Usually questions can be asked up front, but usually it's done more as a follow-up, but totally your choice on how you want to use it. Answers to the intake questions. Photographs, and you can swipe through these on your phone, click through them on your laptop, doctor, from anywhere. You have internet connection. If you need to see closer, and this is great, if someone does take a photo a little too far away, it'll zoom in nice and close for you so you can make a good assessment. If you need to leave internal notes between you, treatment coordinator, about the patient, you know, you want to leave some code for one of the treatment plans, you can do that. Patient doesn't see it. Now, this is a feature that we're going to have available very, very soon, and that's the ability to record a video response. We're also working on live video chat, and that's always been on our roadmap, but in light of all these events, we're really trying to fast track that now. But the way it stands today, you'll build template treatment plans, and those will be stored, and in here, all you need to do is come in and select the one for that patient, and it fills out all of the fields. So it's really great for efficiency. We want this process to take the doctor maybe 2 to 3 minutes and they can get back to whatever it is they're working on. They can make additional changes. We give you a spot here for a promotional offer or discounts. If not, just leave it blank. And here's where you'll set some information that will go to the patient that we feel they desperately want and have for a long time. And that's around fees and transparency there. But we know it's not always easy to give down to the dollar, so you can give them a range of what it might cost. If you want to give a specific dollar amount, you can certainly do that. And if there's any of this information you don't want to send them in an email, you simply uncheck the box and then they don't get it. So we have a spot in here for down payments, insurance. If you want to try to gather that ahead of time, you can. Payment information and options, months of treatment, and number of visits. I think as we get more efficient with aligner therapy, it's really nice to know you don't need to come in here 22 times. The status will change. We'll also send a text alert to the patient with a custom message and a text alert to anyone in the practice. For example, if I'm the treatment coordinator, I want to know if my doctor sends one of these off, and I'm going to jump in here and start a text conversation with them. The patient will get an email, and it will lay out all that information that we just went over. And really, that's how the process works. We have other statuses in here, so you can track them through the funnel. If you needed to refer them out, or if you do get them scheduled, just mark them accordingly. And ultimately, the goal is to get them started.
Yeah.
And I won't go through all this on the side, but this is where all the customizations for your practice, team members, locations, treatment plans, logo, settings around it. That's all done in the back end of the software. So it's very easy to onboard and then always to make other changes.
Yeah. So thanks so much for showing that. That's amazing. And, you know, what are you hearing, not only before coronavirus, but especially now with people who are using this, promoting the virtual consult? What are some of the stories that you're hearing from docs?
Yeah, that's really been the fun part for us is allowing our customers to kind of shape and guide the development of this platform. And then we're learning ways that it's impacting their practice in a positive way. Probably the biggest one is that doctors love this as a screening and filtering tool for patients. Those that actually are offering, whether they're just offering it on their site, but actually when patients call in, adults mainly, the option of a virtual consult and not making one sound better than the other, just saying we have two types of consults, this one, that one, which is best for you. And by doing that, those who are maybe really on the fence and not quite sure, just a little curious, or, you know, truly price sensitive and or super busy will choose the virtual. And ultimately, they do get filtered outside of the practice rather than during one of those valuable time slots in the office. So when our patients do eventually come in for full records, they're basically ready to go. Mentally, in their mind, it's like, it's get my braces on or get me scanned. We've even got some doctors now that are utilizing e-signatures for contracts and getting down payments and saying, look, when your patients come through the door for the very first time, they're signed, sealed, and delivered. And they love it. And even if they're not, they say that the consult process is much more focused and smooth. They're not having to try to convince them why they should get treatment or why they should start with them. And it just really streamlines everything. And you know, that's probably one of the biggest benefits we continue to hear.
Yeah, so that's a great point. Even if you're getting people in for the virtual consult now with SmileSnap, and let's just say, you know, you schedule someone 4-8 weeks out, they've been through this streamlined process. Now they can know it's taken care of, get back to dealing with, you know, this situation that everyone's going through, their work, taking care of their kids, and know that that appointment is set and locked in. Another thing is, you know, I've also talked to some doctors who are getting down payments, some who are even doing signatures with contracts with like DocuSign or something. If you're going through all of that and you've got your processes worked out around that, then you know that patient is extremely serious in starting treatment. And if you're collecting down payments, you're creating some revenue for the practice. And, you know, this is a scary time, I think, for all business owners. So that opportunity is just incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we've talked a little bit before, Luke, you and I, is that, you know, there's a lot of benefits of around teledentistry aside from everything that's, you know, currently happening. Mm-hmm. This has just forced a lot of people to get into it. And I think a lot are going to kind of look back and say, gee, why wasn't I doing it this way before? You know, this makes so much more sense, and it's really helped and streamlined some things. So, you know, this isn't going away, and we're excited for what the future of teledentistry holds.
Yeah, I was speaking to Scott Hansen, actually. I'm doing a podcast with him tomorrow, and he brought up the point that this is going to change consumer behavior forever, you know, with things like Amazon, disruptors in the industry. People can sit at home and shop or watch movies with Netflix. And the same thing here where, you know, we've seen Smile Direct Club do it, and then, you know, private practices get into this, telemedicine gaining popularity. But now I think, like you just said, doctors are going to look back and say, why wasn't I offering that as a convenience factor to patients? And it can really increase efficiency, because once that person comes in, you have all this documentation, you may even have a down payment or a contract signed. So there's a lot of things that are out of the way before that person even comes in.
Yep. And a lot of this can be done now with advancements in technology. The customer experience has changed in all industries, and dentistry and orthodontics is not immune to that. So the more you embrace this mindset of today's consumer, and then more importantly, what will be tomorrow's consumer, you will set yourself up better for success.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess just to summarize, what would you say to a doctor, orthodontist who may be considering obviously shutting down a physical location and may not really be that aware of what's available virtually? You know, what type of advice, and I'm sure you've found yourself in this situation a lot recently, what if you said to doctors about that type of scenario?
Yeah, I mean, I was around in the orthodontic space on the sales side when the housing market crashed, and a lot of practices were dealing with a massive reduction in the number of new patient starts. And one of the things that's kind of unique and interesting in orthodontics is that starts to create a backlog. It's like if you took a highway down from four lanes down to one, those cars at some point still need to come through the highway. You know, I always said it's not like parents go, "Hey, sorry, Johnny, you know, you were 12, that happened, we couldn't afford it, now you're 14, you missed it." So there will be this surge of patience. I would definitely have a platform like ours to be able to do these virtual consultations and get those lined up. So when some of these fears do calm down and people have more stability back in their lives and ready to make these financial decisions, you're going to have a backlog of patients already lined up, which, you know, and our tool can help facilitate that and do it in a way where you don't have to physically see them today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you know, we're going to continue to work together, and I look forward to implementing this with any orthodontist or cosmetic dentist who is looking to just create opportunity. And, you know, we're here to serve orthodontists and cosmetic dentists just like they're here to serve their patients. And this is just an incredible tool to be able to do that during this time, and not even this time, you know, in the future. It's been great to see what SmileSnap can do. So thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. I appreciate it. I love what you guys are doing. You know, together in this, we all win. And, you know, right now, just for anybody that's watching this, if you're interested, you know, our website is smilesnap.com. You can get started with this in just a matter of a couple of days, even as busy as we are. It's a very low barrier to entry. We've made the decision to waive our onboarding fee of $299 during this time, so at least through the end of March. And it's $149 a month. So it's a great way to get into virtual consultations, you know, without a high barrier around the finances.
Yeah, I'll just say we got campaigns live for Dr. Efros in upstate New York last night, and he's already got a patient, a prospective patient in SmileSnap.
Really?
sent the treatment plan over this morning. And so this is something.
He signed up 2 days ago or yesterday?
I think it was yesterday. It was either 2 days ago or yesterday morning. But, you know, we were able to get stuff up within 24 hours. So this isn't a big, huge step or hurdle. It's very easy, not only with SmileSnap, but since we're familiar with the process, we can easily step in. And we're even consulting with practices on, you know, dental monitoring. What's the best process for that? I know that some of your practices are even using it for that. We talked with DeCicio Freeman, who's putting patients through it just to monitor things. But, you know, there's many options out there, and together we're just looking to come up with solutions to, you know, continue to serve patients ultimately. So thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Luke. Appreciate you having me.
Okay, listeners, I hope this helped. We'd love to know what you thought about today's podcast. So shoot me an email at luke@hipcreativeinc.com and let me know things you are implementing from today's episode. Also, if you have any ideas on topics or just ideas for the podcast in general, let me know. To learn more about Hip Creative, head over to hip.agency. Thank you so much.